When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our latest daily drop update for Big Brother Canada 11. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here to update you on the latest from the Big Brother Canada 11 drops. And we have an update on the latest, lots of latests, nomination from this week in the house. We're going to get through it all. This is going to be kind of a rapid fire quick one for you here today. So we know Ty won the HOH. He intended to nominate Santina and Renee, but Santina was saved by Canada. So he nominated Renee and Hope, who volunteered for the block. He then chose Shania to compete in the veto competition, who won the veto competition, then did in fact go ahead and use the veto on Renee. Ty was forced to renominate Jonathan. So Jonathan and Hope are now on the block. That is what happened. And we will get through some of the fallout of that in the drop today. We started the drop with Claudia, Renee, Shania, and Santina all talking together in a room. Claudia was telling them about Ty pacing back and forth in the dark, kind of telling a story. This is clearly the end of a conversation that happened. Santina says, well, I should get going before people start saying that we're working together. And she says she respects the conversation. Let's catch up and see what happens. After she leaves, Renee says, well, we'll only know in the next 48 hours if that means anything. That couldn't have come in a better time. Claudia says it went well. Shania says, us and Jonathan, it's done. It's done. We've got this. Claudia says it's interesting that she was told that she was our target. So conclusions from this conversation, wildly speculating here, but it seems as though, and we find out a little bit about this later, Santina goes to the women here to pitch to them that they should vote to keep Jonathan, which is what they want. They want Santina to keep Jonathan. They want Jonathan to stay. And probably also pitching, hey, let's work together. You guys, me and Jonathan all work together. We all save Jonathan this week. And the women are like, "Woo, that fell into our laps. This is amazing." How genuine Santina is about that is at this point to be determined, both in the sense of keeping Jonathan and in the sense of working with the women. She does, in my eyes, seem to be fairly genuine about keeping Jonathan, although Hope disagrees. But would she actually work with the women? Who knows? Jonathan and Koozie are going to talk briefly. Jonathan says he doesn't want to campaign against Hope. And he said, look, nobody said by the end of this, there wouldn't be dents in the crown. So there's going to be some dents in the crown. He reiterates that he's very loyal to the crown and he wants to help the crown move forward. He is going to be doing some campaigning to the crown, both Koozie and Anika, throughout the drop today. Decent job here. I like that he's trying. I like that, you know, again, he's not campaigning against Hope, but he is definitely trying to make sure that he has the votes within the crown, which he should be doing. Jonathan and Santina talk. She says, he says, we'll see in the next couple of days. I feel like I can get them. She says, I talked to the girls about it. And he says, I think I can get them. I think that I have Daniel, Anika, and Koozie too. So I'm feeling pretty confident. So that's where Jonathan feels right now. The women seem to be on board with keeping him. Santina seems to be pitching to keep him. And Koozie was like, yeah, we're keeping you. Let's go. This is how you should campaign. Looks like it's all good for Jonathan, right? Well, Ty's going to talk to Claudia. And this, Ty and Claudia kind of make up the bulk of this drop. So I'm going to get you through this here if I can. He asks if she's good. She says she's fine. We find out, essentially, they had a bit of an argument after the veto ceremony. He says, look, you just do what you need to do and play the game. She says, I'm not trying to go against you. He says, I'm not going against you either. She says, I just feel sad. She says, hearing that you can't separate emotional from the game makes me sad because you're a big part of my experience. And he says, look, if you genuinely feel like I make you smaller, he goes, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Ooh. He says, it's fine. He goes off and starts benching, like with an empty bar, like really fast, and then comes back. And he says, what are you sad about? This is just, our conversations are just a lot, she says. He says, I think we're making progress. And she says, I really care about you and I really care about Shania. He says, I get that. And they get into it about Shania's decision again with the veto. And she says again that, you know, hey, if you had to pick between Zach and me, it would be hard for you. He again is going to dodge that question and say, listen, I wouldn't have been in that position. And he asks, how are Shania and Renee feeling about me now? She says, well, they think you're targeting them. Why? Because you targeted them. Basically the answer. She says, what is your best case scenario here this week, Ty? And he says, I don't really have any expectations. I just hate that Johnny is probably going to go because Johnny's my guy. And I thought that Johnny meant more to you than that. She says, what am I supposed to do? He says, listen, I think you have a lot more influence over Shania than you're letting on. She says, look, my approach was to support Shania. That's how I felt. I feel like I'm in the middle here and I'm worried that there's always going to be a thing there between you and them at this point. And Ty says, it's all good on my end. I think we can play the game together. If you guys still feel the same way about Renee, and I'm telling you, I still don't trust her, but in the short term, we can make something work. But I assume that Shania will want to keep Renee long term. I mean, you don't use the veto on someone if you don't plan on keeping them long term. So I don't know. That's not my goal. So that's where our goals start to diverge a bit. She goes, oh, goodness. He says, I just don't understand why you're so invested in Renee when she's so obviously untrustworthy. Like, have you ever caught me in a lie? She says, well, not in a lie, but obviously, like, things have come back to me about, you know, things I've talked to you about. Like when I talked to Koozie, I just don't want to go against you in the game, says Claudia. We're going to find out a little bit more about what this is that got back to her about Kuzi in just a second. But the deterioration of the relationship between Claudia and Kuzi and Kuzi and the rest of the women in general seems to be something that has maybe not spawned from this conversation, but certainly was maybe accelerated, maybe was a product of a conversation that happened between Claudia and Ty at Wendy's, where Claudia mentioned that Kuzi was a threat to her game, or that she was wary of Kuzi, that Kuzi was like really good, needed to keep an eye on Kuzi, whatever the case may be. Ty then went to Kuzi about that conversation. Kuzi then went to Claudia to confront Claudia about the fact that she said that. And Claudia was mad at Ty for telling Kuzi and is mad at Kuzi for being told, I think. So Jonathan is going to talk to Anika. She says, we tried everything to stop Shanae from using that veto, but we just couldn't do it. I'm so sorry. But Jonathan, you've got to spend time with Santina and the girls, because Ty and Hope will try to get in their heads. Jonathan says, well, I have an in with the girls and I can use that to help the crown if I stay. Anika says, you know, Ty even told me that he regretted putting you up on the block and that he should have put Claudia up on the block. Jonathan says, he sticks to his script. He says, listen, this can work if I stay. You guys with Ty, me with the girls. No offense to Hope, but I think I bring a lot more. This is his pitch. His pitch is similar to the pitch that Daniel and Kuzi used to him, last week with the veto. Hey, I've got an in with these girls. If you keep me around, I can keep you safe with them. How real that is kind of another question. The bigger pitch, I think, is I've kind of got Santina, and Santina won't go to the girls as long as I'm here, which is maybe a better pitch. But the fact is, if he has Santina, then he's staying regardless. So it's not that much of a pitch, is it? Ty is going to talk to Hope, and this was pretty interesting. Hope says, oh, this is too close, man. Ty says, they're all dead to me, even Claudia. He says, you go talk to Kuzi. Throw me under the bus all you need to. I don't mind. But remember, Dan tried the same thing and it didn't work. So be careful about how you do it. Come to me for advice. I will let you know the right way to say things so that it doesn't come off as sketch. Ty says, my play is to focus on Claudia. You say you feel like I tricked you. So Ty in this conversation, very anti-Claudia, very anti-the girls. Very different than the tone of his conversation with Claudia. And he more than implies to Hope that he is basically playing Claudia in an attempt to get her to keep Hope this week instead of Jonathan. So Ty's goal is very much to take Jonathan out and keep Hope around. Hope has done a good job of convincing Ty that he's actually on board with Ty when he's actually not, seemingly. In the meantime, Claudia, Renee, and Shanaea are talking for a bit. They're talking about how Ty is kind of spiraling. They hope that Hope goes because Hope is a number for them and they need to break them up. I think that them is Kuzi, Anika, and Daniel to a degree. I don't think they feel bad about Daniel, but it may be like Kuzi, Anika, and Hope, Kuzi, Anika, maybe even Ty is included in that at this point. Either way, they're definitely concerned about Kuzi. And if you remember in the conversation that they had with Santina, they mentioned after Santina left that Santina told them that she was told that they were targeting her. Who could have told Santina that they were targeting her? Well, probably either Ty or Kuzi would be the biggest guess. And I assume they're assuming it's Kuzi because it's probably Kuzi. So that's how they feel. And they talk about how like they hope nobody holds a grudge in this game and that they feel like Kuzi may be the kind to hold a grudge. So again, the relationship here between the girly pops and Kuzi is seriously deteriorated, and Kuzi at this point may or may not be the primary target for the girly pops. I don't know if they're still as locked in on Ty anymore, considering that Claudia is still trying to make things work with Ty. She may push people the rest of the girly pops off of Ty if she can. But given that Ty is still very anti-Renee, he's not doing himself any favors. He may continue to be a target ahead. There's also a lot to talk about when it comes to this vote and how that could impact things. So I'm going to continue from here. Daniel talks to Santina. He says, I eventually saw the light with Zach. She says she gets that. She did too. And she knows she'd be on the block without Canada. It's a good conversation, just light, you know, regular stuff, considering the fact that Santina is potentially a swing vote this week. It's just important to note all the conversations she's having. Hope talks to Koozie, and this is where things get a little interesting. Hope says, even though I know I'm good on votes, should I still talk to them? Koozie says, yeah. Hope tells her about his conversation with Ty, all of it, including the part where Ty wanted Hope to trick Koozie into thinking that Hope was anti-Ty. I don't know why Ty thinks that Hope being anti-Ty would make Koozie want to keep Hope more, considering that I think Ty still thinks he's working with Koozie. But either way, Hope lets Koozie know that Ty wants Hope to act like he's mad at Ty. And Koozie's like, well, that's fine, because you already know that he just wants you to be here to do the things that he doesn't want to do. And he knows that. And so it's fine. Koozie says she's angry. She's just angry. Johnny is her guy. Things just really went so wrong this week. And it's very frustrating for her. And all of these women are still in the game. And that's very annoying. So she says, so Santina really is voting your way? And Hope says, yes, she told me Johnny's a great guy, but she knows that I can fight for her. Hope is under the impression that Santina is voting for him to stay. This is surprising to me, considering the fact that we just saw Santina pitching to the women, I assume to keep Jonathan, considering they want to keep Jonathan. They felt very good about that conversation. She then talked to Jonathan about the fact that she talked to the women about keeping Jonathan. So to me, it's pretty clear that Santina will want to keep Jonathan and not Hope, but Hope thinks Santina wants to keep him. I don't know if she's intentionally misleading him or if he is just misunderstanding something, but either way, this is leading him to believe that with the Shady Bunch plus Santina, he will be staying, which seems to be potentially convincing Koozie of the same thing. Now, I don't know how honest Koozie is being here. I will say that Koozie seems a lot more upfront with information with Hope than she was with Jonathan. She was very general with Jonathan, giving him some advice, but with Hope, she's very specific about who she's targeting, how she wants the game to move forward, and who needs to be votes for him to stay. So it seems like she actually wants Hope to stay, which if that permeates through the rest of the Shady Bunch, means that there are three potential votes for Hope to stay, three votes for Jonathan to stay with the girly pops, and then again, Santina in the middle, who I believe currently is on the side of Jonathan staying. Now, the tricky part comes in where if Hope continues to think that Santina is on his side, but the Shady Bunch believes that, even though Santina is not on their side, then that could cause some bad things to happen. If Jonathan finds out that the Shady Bunch is trying to convince Santina to vote against him, and then Santina doesn't vote against him, and now the girly pops plus Santina were really the driving force to keep him around, that could actually cause the thing that the girly pops are trying to do and put the Shady Bunch out, you know, kind of high and dry. So we'll see what happens there. Again, we've talked about this as well, though, that Koozie and the Shady Bunch do have some information on Jonathan about that they could use with Santina to maybe convince her to flip around. So they need to basically either come to the conclusion that Santina is voting to keep Jonathan and get on board with that and use Jonathan in the way that he's trying to get them to use him, or go full force and manage to convince Santina to keep Hope around, which is probably a trickier and much riskier play at this point. One or the other, though, because this middle ground is very risky. And if they get caught and lose Jonathan, that's kind of ball game, as Ty would say. So we'll see what happens with that. She says, again, she says, just make sure you talk to the girls and get them to not target you next week so that we're not both on the block together. This to me implied that she is well aware of the fact that the women are going to be targeting her next week and putting her on the block. And she's just hoping that she doesn't go up on the block next to Hope. At least that's what she's saying to Hope. Again, this relationship has very sort of publicly deteriorated. Her and Claudia must have had some sort of interaction which caused them to really not trust each other. He says, She says, don't offer to go up on the block. He says he won't. That will haunt him for the rest of his life. He says, are we working with Ty really, though? And Kuzi says, as needed. But it's more important to get these girls out. They don't deserve to be here. They can go. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Shania takes me out of this game? Shania? No. They have to go. Kuzi says, as long as Santina doesn't change her vote, we'll be fine. Oh boy. Final conversation of the drop. Ty and Claudia. Claudia says she knows Johnny leaving is what makes the most sense for him. And he says that Jonathan will just continue to get harder to take out, though. She says, Hope is the better competitor, though. Ty says, well, not really. She says, so who are his targets? He says, well, he'd be willing to work with us on that. She says, okay, well, I know he's close to Santina. He's close to you and Kuzi and Anika. So who would he target? He says, again, well, he'd be willing to work with us. She says, listen, you know that Santina is on our radar, obviously. And Ty says, listen, look, if you vote with the house, I can make more of a case for you that your head is in the game. She says, my head is in the game. He's like, yeah, but it's not the perception. He says, would you really want to be sitting next to Johnny on the block? She says, I don't know. Ty, when we are at that veto ceremony, I really expected you to say my name. When you said I didn't want to have to do this, I really thought you were going to say my name and put me on the block. And he says, that's the point, though. That's my point. Since the beginning, you've been looking for reasons to not trust me, even though I've shown you over and over that you can. She says, I know, I've got issues. And he says, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you say I make you feel small, that's just me being confident in myself and what I'm saying. You know? He then says, who's the biggest threat to your game, Claudia? She says, Santina. He says, all right, be honest, come on. Who are the biggest threats to your game? She says, okay, it's Kuzi. Kuzi. He says, look, you just have to be straight up with me. She said, I tried that at Wendy's, but then you went to her about it. He says, it's not that I disagree. Kuzi is definitely a big threat. She says, I feel better about Daniel than I do about Kuzi. And he agrees. He says, Daniel is genuine. But he does think that Kuzi will target other people before Claudia. So that's worth pointing out. So Ty, doing what he said to Hope that he would do, that he's pitching to Claudia that he wants to keep Hope around and take out Jonathan. He is also, doing lots of other things. But anyway, that's about what we have for the drop. There's a lot to be determined at this point in terms of where the vote will go and how things will play out for both Kuzi and the Shady Bunch and then Jonathan and Hope and then the Girly Pops and everything. But kind of the bottom line here is that, again, somehow Ty just like really lucked out with this Canada twist stuff. And it's been bad news for Kuzi and the Shady Bunch. So we will see how all this all plays out. For now, that's what we've got. I'll be back tomorrow for more updates. There's going to be a recap tonight, all of that good stuff. Follow me over on Twitch and do all of the things. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And I will see all of you next time.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.